You will hear an interview with a woman called Carrie Lewis, who is talking about her reasons for travelling.
We have Carrie Lewis on the show today, who has just returned from a full month holiday in Europe. Have you always spent so long travelling?
During the past few years, I have tried to do as much travelling as possible. I'm 22 and I know eventually I have to start a career, but at the moment, I want to see as much of the world as possible before I have responsibilities like children.
But where do you find the money to go on such long holidays?
Well, I certainly don't stay in expensive hotels. I wish I could. I often go camping or stay with people I have met on an earlier holiday. Most places have youth hostels that can be fairly cheap, though I haven't stayed in one for a while. Then, of course, you can always find work while you're travelling.
Is that easy to do?
It depends where you are. It's usually easy to find work as a waiter or waitress, but it's a good idea to arrive early in the year as the jobs get taken quickly. In some countries, you can work on farms picking fruit. A friend of mine found work in a hotel, and I might try that myself next year.
So, where did you go this year?
I started in France and spent time travelling around some of the big cities, but I wanted to get to Greece to work in a restaurant. I had written to a few places before I left home, and one of them had offered me work, so I wanted to get there as soon as possible. I went by train and found a place to stay in Athens.
And did you get the job?
I did. It was a lovely family restaurant in Athens, and they were looking for someone who could speak English to help with the customers. They've got children who can speak it, but they weren't around over the summer, so they employed me.
So that paid for your holiday then?
Most of it, yes. It was perfect for me, as they only wanted me to work there during the week. That meant I could visit the islands at the weekend. I used to catch the boat on Friday evening, have two nights on an island somewhere, and then get back on Sunday night, ready for work.
Now listen again.
We have Carrie Lewis on the show today, who has just returned from a full month holiday in Europe. Have you always spent so long travelling?
During the past few years, I have tried to do as much travelling as possible. I'm 22 and I know eventually I have to start a career, but at the moment, I want to see as much of the world as possible before I have responsibilities like children.
But where do you find the money to go on such long holidays?
Well, I certainly don't stay in expensive hotels. I wish I could. I often go camping or stay with people I have met on an earlier holiday. Most places have youth hostels that can be fairly cheap, though I haven't stayed in one for a while. Then, of course, you can always find work while you're travelling.
Is that easy to do?
It depends where you are. It's usually easy to find work as a waiter or waitress, but it's a good idea to arrive early in the year as the jobs get taken quickly. In some countries, you can work on farms picking fruit. A friend of mine found work in a hotel, and I might try that myself next year.
So, where did you go this year?
I started in France and spent time travelling around some of the big cities, but I wanted to get to Greece to work in a restaurant. I had written to a few places before I left home, and one of them had offered me work, so I wanted to get there as soon as possible. I went by train and found a place to stay in Athens.
And did you get the job?
I did. It was a lovely family restaurant in Athens, and they were looking for someone who could speak English to help with the customers. They've got children who can speak it, but they weren't around over the summer, so they employed me.
So that paid for your holiday then?
Most of it, yes. It was perfect for me, as they only wanted me to work there during the week. That meant I could visit the islands at the weekend. I used to catch the boat on Friday evening, have two nights on an island somewhere, and then get back on Sunday night, ready for work.